Mr. Chair, the peaceful uses of the nuclear energy enshrined in the NPT as an inalienable right of all parties to the treaty, in conformity with Article 1 and 2 of the treaty, have contributed to the peace and prosperity of the world, and their significance has been repeatedly confirmed at the NPT Review Conference. More should be done to promote the peaceful uses of nuclear science and technology, recognizing that such uses can make a tangible contribution to achieving the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Japan stresses the importance of the following elements. First, Japan highly appreciates the central role of the IAEA and its long-standing contribution to the promotion of peaceful uses of nuclear science and technology in addressing global challenges of climate change. Japan commends the IAEA's active participation in COP27 and COP28. We also welcome the first nuclear energy summit held in March this year. Second, the benefits of the peaceful uses of nuclear science and technology should be further spread to the largest possible number of people in diverse fields of applications. Japan continues its positive contribution to in this field, and as one of the major contributors to the IAEA Technical Cooperation Program, Japan supports various initiatives of the IAEA, including Zodiac, NewTek Plastic, Rays of Hope, and Marie Skodorowska Curie Fellowship programs through the IAEA Peaceful Uses Initiative. Japan's contributions through the PUI total over 68 million euros, including the recent contribution of 6.6 million euros to the newly launched initiative Atoms for Food. Third, transparency in the management of civil plutonium must be maintained. We underscore the importance of the implementation of the guidelines for the management of plutonium as contained in InfoSAC 459. Fourthly, the promotion of the peaceful uses of the nuclear energy must be accompanied by the commitment to the highest standards of the safety, security, as well as effective safeguards. Bearing in mind lessons learned from the accident at the TEPCO's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station, Japan has been contributing to the international capacity building efforts worldwide on nuclear safety, emergency preparedness, and response to the nuclear accident at the IAEA RANET Capacity Building Center in Fukushima. Japan has also been contributing to the human resource development on nuclear security and safeguard at the International Integrated Support Center for Nuclear Nonproliferation and Nuclear Security of the Japan Atomic Energy Agency. Mr. Chair, in the previous statements, there were some references to the discharge of ALPS treated water into the sea. The term contaminated water is not appropriate. It is the ALPS treated water that Japan is discharging. And I listen carefully with positive note, supports and confidence expressed explicitly and shared widely by the international community to the ongoing effort in this regard of the IAEA, the very authority of nuclear safety. The IAEA's impartial and ongoing engagement through existing long-term review and multi-layered robust monitoring with corroborative participation of analytical laboratories worldwide, including neighboring state, has consistently found no anomalies. In other words, the conclusions of the comprehensive report of the IAEA issued July 2023 after radiological environmental impact assessment that the discharge was consistent with agency safety standards and would have a negligible radiological impact on people and the environment has proven itself to be right. We all know the IAEA remains committed to continuing its review and independent monitoring until the last drop of the water is released safely. We all know the IAEA continues to exercise its statutory mandate to establish, adopt, and provide for the application of international safety standards in the field of nuclear energy. The tireless and impartial efforts of the IAEA Secretariat are ample expression of the authority and independence of the agency. What matters here is to preserve the authority, independence, and legitimacy of the agency. Japan will continue to discharge the in a transparent manner based on scientific evidence, engaging with the various stakeholders in Asia-Pacific region and beyond. Chair, in concluding, the nuclear safety and security situation in Ukraine has been a matter of deep concern. The aggression of Russian Federation and its related actions are the original source of problems and risks that the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has been facing. Japan urges Russia to heed the IAEA resolutions and withdraw immediately and unconditionally from the entire internationally recognized territory of Ukraine, including Ukraine's ZNPP. The ZNPP should be immediately returned to the full control of Ukrainian authorities. Japan reaffirms the importance of the IAEA Director General's 7 indispensable pillars and 5 concrete principles, as well as the role of the IAEA in monitoring the situation and conducting an independent and impartial assessment. Japan firmly supports and contributes to the efforts of the IAEA for the safe and secure operation of Ukraine's nuclear facilities and to help reduce the risk of the nuclear accidents. Japan also continues to lead the international discussion as a co-chair of the working group of Ukraine's peace formula on nuclear safety security. I apologize for the delay of my statements. Thank you, Chair.